Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, filling in this morning for Fraser Smith. My guest is Allison Borg of the Annapolis Capitol. Allison covers county government there, and lately she's been writing about former Councilman Darrell Jones, who lost his seat after he was convicted of failing to file his taxes, and now seems to be in a position to get it back. Allison, bring us up to date, would you?
That's correct. So in November 2011, he pleaded guilty to failure to file federal taxes and was sentenced to 5 months in jail. And that following January, the council decided that since he was not going to be living in his district, District 1, which includes Severn and other parts of North Anne Arundel County, since he wasn't going to be living in the district when he was in jail, then he could not fulfill his duties as a county councilman. So they unanimously voted him off the council. Well, he immediately sued because he argued that, one, the county charter contained nothing that allowed them to do such a thing, and two, they misinterpreted the meaning of residency. He and his lawyers argued that his legal residence was still going to be Severn, therefore he could still represent District 1 on the council. So the lower court, the circuit court, sided with the county council, and he appealed it all the way up to the Maryland Court of Appeals, which last week ruled that he was correct, that his legal residence was still Severn, and therefore the council erred in ousting him.
And in that opinion, explain their argument to me a little bit, if you would.
Well, basically, they said it's been decided in Maryland case law in the past that your legal residence is where you're registered to vote, where your driver's license is registered. The argument that's been made a couple times is if you go away on vacation, you're going to be gone for 2 weeks or a month or whatever, but you're not living out of your area. Your residence is still the same.
So what happens? Does he get his seat back? How does this work?
When we first heard about the opinion, a lot of people, including some on the council, said, oh, he's been reinstated. Well, that's not exactly what the Maryland Court of Appeals said. They're simply sending it back to the lower court, to the circuit court, and then that judge will make a decision. But from the way the Court of Appeals ruled, it seems likely that the circuit court is going to say that the county council did misinterpret the meaning of residency.
The council replaced Darrell Jones with another council member.
Yes, Pete Smith, also a Democrat from Severn.
And Pete Smith now, what happens to him if Darrell Jones gets his seat back?
Well, he has to go. If Darrell Jones is reinstated on the council by the circuit court ruling, then he's gone. But as of right now, he's still a member of the county council. He could always resign and kind of move the process forward a little bit more quickly. I spoke to Pete Smith Friday morning, and he didn't want to comment yet on what his future plans are. He said he's still weighing his options, but he's likely to make an announcement or a decision at the next council meeting, which is July 15th.
Okay. When do we know when the court or the circuit court will hear this case?
Not yet. There's really no timeline for when they have to hear it by. I just checked Friday morning to see what the status was, and it has not gone back to the circuit court yet that I can see.
Now, one more thing. How much time is left in this council's term, and is Darrell Jones term limited?
He is term limited. When he was sentenced for failure to file taxes, he was in the first year of his second term, and county councilmen can only serve two consecutive four-year terms. So his term was slated to end in 2014. As far as I understand, he would not be able to run for re-election.
All right, so he fights to get his seat back for a year?
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
About a year.
All right, well, thank you very much, Allison.
Thank you very much.
With Allison Borg, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.